Greetings, strangers. I'm Britt.
And I'm Dee.
And welcome or welcome back to another episode of... She gonna take a drink. She gonna take a drink right when. The unprofessional. And what you drinking?
Wine.
The level of unprofessional. You didn't even give me the memo. I would have got some wine.
Oh, I mean, this is not like a strong one.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like juice.
Where we at? Tell the people where we at. Where they at? Not we. We and they.
What?
What is the name of the show?
It's a strange world after all.
The podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy theories, and all the things that keep the world strange. We are back to our regularly scheduled programming. So if you,
Are we?
yeah, we are. So if you were a fan of last week's episode, well, that's just too damn bad. I'm just playing.
We should try to do more of those though. That was a good one. Okay. In today's episode, we discuss the mysterious disappearance and death of Zygmunt Adamski.
Adamski.
I think.
Okay. Zygmunt Adamski. Like a sports announcer at the football game. Zygmunt Adamski from Skrasmatch University. This one is... Oh, wait. Or is this supposed to be a surprise?
A surprise like what?
It's alien themed, right? Essentially. Okay.
Yeah. We don't know. It's mysterious.
We don't know. It is mysterious. Yeah, it's right in the mysterious disappearance of... You remember that one time we did that one episode? We did the whole episode and then we realized it was possibly a hoax.
Oh, the...
Just what, 3 episodes ago?
Look, I know. That was hilarious because it never crossed my mind that the whole town was in on it until recorded it.
I said, she got us out here doing, we done did this whole episode. What was it?
The Aurora incident.
Okay. Strange UFO crash and alien funeral, the Aurora incident. If you haven't listened to it, go ahead.
So in the Facebook group, in Daylin's Facebook group, somebody actually went and took pictures there. And I was like, because somebody posted about it maybe last week and I had commented on it. And I just said, oh, I just covered this on the podcast that I do or whatever. And so me and the person who posted it were like kind of, having a conversation about it. And then like a few days later, somebody else went there to the actual cemetery and took pictures, and they did like a spirit box session. I was like, oh,
that's cool.
But yeah, I was like, next time we're both in Dallas, we should go.
Yeah. Somebody's phone kept going off in that last one. I was like, I don't remember who
that was yours
in the last one.
My phone be dry.
Oh, maybe. All right, then let's get into another possible alien related incident.
Yes.
On June 6, 1980, middle-aged Polish miner Zygmunt Adamski left the home he shared with his wife Lottie to go get groceries. This was the last time he was seen alive. 5 days after he disappeared, coal yard worker Trevor Parker found his body on top of a 10-foot-high pile of coal in Todmorden, England. He was wearing a suit, but his shirt was missing. His watch and wallet were also missing.
Zygmunt's clothes were improperly fastened. It looked as though someone else had dressed him. He had been missing for 5 days, but he was clean shaven with just 1 day's worth of beard growth.
Like after five? like a 5 o'clock after five, a 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, I know. I had to think about it for a little bit. Oh. There were also unexplained burn marks covered in a strange gel all over his body. The medical examiner listed heart attack as Zygmunt's cause of death, but many people feel this case isn't completely closed.
This all feels very lazy for the medical examiner to just be like, heart attack.
Heart attack.
Case closed. Like, why are we not questioning?
Yeah, because how do you... Yeah, the burns.
Yeah, the burns, the suit, the way that it fit, the fact that he was on a 10-foot high pile of coal. Oh. So many questions.
True.
So many questions. And I know that we haven't got into theories. Or should I type this? Should I type it? Let me type it. I feel like if I don't say it, I'm forget it. But I can't. Hold on. Because this reminded me of something, but I will save it. I just came up with an idea, but I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it for when. Okay. All right. There are a lot of strange elements to Zygmunt's case. His family and friends stated how out of character it was for him to completely disappear. However, the most confusing aspect of this case is where and how his body was found. As we said before, Zygmunt was found on top of a 10-foot high pile of coal. Like I said, how did he get up there? How? Also, his clothes were spick and span. They were clean. So if he would have climbed up there himself, he would have been covered in coal dust. I was thinking that too, because...
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like, even like if you've ever used loose activated charcoal for like face masks or drink, you can drink it or brush your teeth with it. It gets like everywhere. Even in a toothpaste, it gets everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah,
I've never used it before.
Yeah, I was gonna say it doesn't stain, but it literally gets like powdered sugar. It's like powdered sugar, but black.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah. So,
And where did the burns come from? Where did the gel come from?
I don't know.
So, what case was that? We haven't covered it though. Travis Walton. So I think when he was abducted, he said something about them using gel. I always think of when you get a sonogram and they put the gel on your stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, but why would he have that on him?
I don't know.
Hold on. I was trying to make sure that was the
case.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that, yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, it is, because I was going to add that to this one, but I think it was, like, too much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right. An autopsy suggested he possibly passed away between 11:15 a.m. and 11:15 p.m. on June 11th, 1980. So, yeah, just a few days after he disappeared. Some people believe he may have been in shock and wandered around for a few days and a dissociative fugue state. But this is just one of many theories. But what would he have been in shock from?
I don't know. That's what I was about to ask. I don't know. Yeah, because, yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
So
what
many
would have
questions.
Triggered that?
Yeah.
So many questions. Todd Morden, the town where Zygmunt was found, is reportedly a hotbed for extraterrestrial activity. This could explain the burn marks on his body and the bizarre manner in which he was found. To add to this, Alan Godfrey, one of the officers who investigated Zygmunt's case, has his own alien encounter in the same town.
On November 28th, 1980, while Alan was checking reports of cattle wandering around a local estate in Todd Morden, he claimed he saw a bright light hovering above the road ahead. He described it as a rotating, diamond-shaped object about 20 feet high and 14 feet wide. Allen said he tried to radio for help, but his equipment wouldn't work. So,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, what was I going to say?
Stop coming to work alien. Drunk.
I'm not drunk. I wish I was drunk. I was going to call it what? Alien interference. But that's just like any paranormal activity. Like it, what was our first episode when the cop, when he was saying his radio wouldn't work and then their batteries were going dead. So that's just a common paranormal thing.
Because they have to pull. Well, not that they have. Well, no, they have to in order to. Yeah. They pull the electricity. Yeah. I was about to say the electromagnetic, but the electricity. When you believe that you saw a UFO, would you say it was like as he's describing this?
Not diamond shaped. What I saw looked like what you think, you know, the stereotypical UFO, the round one with the lights around it, like a sphere.
Yeah. Wouldn't it kind of be diamond shaped though? Because like if you have like the round top, the glass top or whatever that is, and then the sphere, and then like you have that thing at the bottom, it's kind of diamond, like not a perfect diamond, but like what you're talking about. So you have the, I hate when you do that, you have
what,
like
I do
the, be looking, I'm like listening, I don't know what to you're talking you about. Hold on, let me draw it. But you be like, I don't know what you're talking about. Hold
I on. Am listening to you.
I'm not trying to draw. Because to me, that would be diamond shaped. Or let me do a pencil. You I have was the.
Picturing it in my head while you were describing it.
You have the globe type. Then you have the circle sphere. Then you have the bottom part. I don't know. This kind of look like. It kind of look like an airplane. But.
I can't see that. Oh, yeah. So I
so
guess.
So I think. Maybe. Yeah, that's what I'm.
So then, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing. Not like a perfect diamond.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like a actual diamond shape.
No. Which I mean, yeah. Maybe that's what he meant. I don't know. But yeah, then when I saw, I'm country. One day I'm going to get over it. One day I'm going to get over it. Y'all don't be.
It is funny because I'm like, I don't hear anything. I don't hear.
Jesus. Don't treat me different.
I don't hear it.
I started talking different. I'm be like, hi, my name is Britt.
Oh, no. Podcast is over.
So, like a spherical
I would
shape.
Quit immediately.
But anyway, when I saw mine when I was a kid, it was shaped like I think like what you saw. And then it had different colored lights around it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I saw. It was in, you remember when we lived in that house in Balch Springs?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I saw it.
I saw mine in Mesquite. So maybe aliens like Mesquite, Balch Springs area.
Maybe.
I don't know. When the UFO vanished, Allen found himself 30 yards down the road. Allen stated he experienced about 25 minutes of missing time. He also had a split boot and an itchy red mark on his foot. Under hypnosis, he revealed that a beam of light blinded him, making him pass out. Before waking up in a room being medically examined by small beings and a tall man with a beard. Where did the tall man with the beard come from?
It's Jesus.
Jesus! Is it fine, Jesus? Or would it be?
Possibly.
Jesus.
That's what I'm going with. It was Jesus.
Jesus. It was Jesus. Yes. Jesus.
However, at the age of 70, Allen told the Huddersfield Daily Examiner that what he said while under hypnosis was probably a dream. He stated, I never said that I was abducted by aliens. Allen Godfrey has a self-published book titled Who or What Were They? That includes his thoughts about Zygmunt's case. So I've never been hypnotized, but so he said that he never said he was abducted by aliens. That never came out his mouth. But in that, what he said while he was under hypnosis, he said it was a dream. To me, wouldn't being hypnotized, when you're under hypnosis, wouldn't that feel like a dream, maybe? Possibly? I've never been hypnotized, so I don't know.
Wait, okay, hold on.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Maybe, hold on. Wait, so, but okay, they put him under hypnosis.
So he was under hypnosis.
Then he revealed.
And that's when he was saying he was being examined by Jesus and small beings. So when he was 70.
Oh. What? No, you threw me off because you said Jesus and I forgot. Just that quickly, I was like, Jesus? But yeah, the man with the beard.
Yes. So when he was 70, he told whatever this is that when he was hypnotized, what he said was a dream. It was probably just a dream. And he was like, I never actually said I was abducted by aliens. But if you look at what happened to him, like missing time is the main thing in alien abductions.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So that happened. So he was wandering around looking for... Or no, I'm sorry. He saw the cattle. That actually happened. He was on the road. That actually happened. He's missing about close to half an hour of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you're saying...
He said all that, but he never mentioned aliens.
Oh, okay. They're putting aliens. But like, okay, so...
They putting words in his mouth.
But did the beam of light thing happen?
Yeah. Well, no, because that... He said that when he was under hypnosis. He mentioned the beam of light. So, okay, please, people, don't be confused. So, what he said happened was he was checking the cattle. He did say he saw a light, but it was...
Oh, he did.
Like, further down. Yeah. Under hypnosis is when he said the light blinded him. So, what he said is the light was hovering above the road ahead of him. He described the UFO. His radio wouldn't work. And then he said when he realized, I guess, whatever, when he woke up, whatever he did, that's when he said he was 30 yards down the road and he lost about 25 minutes.
Oh.
And the split boot and the red mark. Under hypnosis is everything else. Being blinded by the light and being medically examined.
Right, by the beings and the tall man.
He said small beings, but I don't think he said aliens. Yeah.
Okay, so I think I get what you're saying. I mean, it could be that when he was put under hypnosis, that he just remembered. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he put what happened in his subconscious, and then after being in hypnosis, it came to light.
So the thing is, of course, they told him what he said, but when you come out of it, you don't remember anything about being hypnotized. So maybe he started like remembering little bits and pieces because like obviously they told him, but he doesn't remember.
Yeah.
So maybe he was remembering.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And thought it was a dream.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He had, he like when something traumatic like that, anything, because they have types of like therapy where they do practice like hypnosis. So bring something to the forefront of your memory. So maybe he did. Maybe this did
like
happen.
Regression?
Yeah, maybe. Kinda? Yeah.
Okay.
But even still, so like even, I mean, I know there are like alien movies and stuff like that, but they even say like when you're dreaming, things that you can't have a dream, like you can't see something in your dream that you've never seen in real life before. Or is that just with people? Because I know they say if you see someone in your dream, you've seen this person before, whether it was like some person, a person you passed on the street, a person you saw.
Oh yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. That's a good question.
So yeah, so if you're going by that logic, then maybe he did, maybe this did happen. And then do we trust Alan? No, I'm just playing. At 70.
Oh, because he was... Oh, I thought you was going to say, don't trust him because he was a cop.
Oh, no. I would trust him even more, though, for being a cop and saying, nah, I saw this. Or, you know, working under the government in any kind of capacity and saying, I saw this.
True.
Like those, what was it, those dudes in the Air Force that posted that video of, like, that unidentified flying object. And they were like, what the hell is this? Is this a plane?
Do I remember?
I feel like we talked about it on an episode. Maybe it came up on one of the episodes. One of like another UFO.
I mean, we've done so many.
I know. I know.
Yeah.
So there are several theories about what happened to Zygmunt Adamski. One theory is that Zygmunt was struck by.
I'm sorry, because I read ahead. Oh. Like, how many times? Oh, keep going.
Zygmunt was struck by ball lightning, causing the burns and stopping his heart. So ball lightning, which I thought initially was a typo, because I was like, a ball of lightning? Because I had never heard of ball lightning.
Oh.
But ball lightning is spherical and seems to move parallel to the ground, unlike regular lightning. This could explain his burns and heart stopping, but who removed his shirt and treated his burns? Also, why was he dressed in a full suit? Were they going somewhere? That's my question.
He was going to the grocery store.
You don't go to the grocery store in a full suit. When he left, he didn't have on a suit, though, did he?
I don't know. I'm guessing because
that's what was stumping me. So it was like he left in a suit, but the issue was that the clothes looked weird back on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Like buttons were off or something weird.
Yeah, I guess. Because they said the shirt he was wearing under was missing.
Okay. Because that's what was stumping me. It was like, why you got on a full suit? Where were you going in a full suit?
Some people, I mean, I've seen men in suits grocery shopping before.
I've never seen a man in a full suit doing groceries. Like, if you're going to pick up, like, a bottle of wine or something, not doing the groceries. Like, what the hell? Like, a suit or, like, work clothes. Because there's a difference between...
Hard bottoms. Suit. A whole suit.
See, yeah. Why is you in your suit at the grocery store? You couldn't turn. Okay.
I don't know. Some men probably just like to wear suits.
It's a phenomenon. It's a phenomenon. I don't know. But where were you going
to say? Oh, I was thinking, because like ball lightning made me think of, like you said, a ball of lightning.
Yeah.
Because we mentioned it. What episode? Oh, no, it was a ball of fire.
Oh, Mary Reese.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've mentioned lightning before, but not ball lightning, though. Like when I almost got struck by lightning.
I was about to say, when you casually was like, oh, yeah, I almost got struck. Like, they be saying stuff casually. Oh, yeah, I had a stalker.
Good news, though. I'm not getting shocked like I was before. So,
oh,
thank God. Because that was hurt. I don't know. Because you know how, like, sometimes when you touch people, you get that little spark? Like, anytime I would turn the light on or off, I would get shocked. When I would try to plug or unplug something, I was getting shocked. I was like, what is... And you could actually see the sparks.
Oh. It's probably because you got BDE.
Maybe.
Big damn energy, if you have been keeping up from last week's. Because that happens to me.
What, the shocking thing?
Yeah.
Like, but does it hurt, though?
I mean, it's like a little... It's like, you know, those little hand buzzers that people... That you can buy from, like...
Yeah.
I don't even know if they still sell
those. Mine hurt.
Oh. I don't know, maybe.
God, I was like, what in the world?
Did you miss time? Was time missing when you almost got struck? Did you get abducted by aliens? Are you even D?
Wait, what if I did? What if I did get abducted?
What if you did? What if you are not
now
you? What if you are a clone of yourself? What if that's why how you had a doppelganger that one time? Girl. And we are sober.
That's
These are sober funny
thoughts. You should mention that because I saw her. It was probably like a week or two after that happened.
Yeah, y'all. Mm-mm.
It was when we were living at the intro.
You might be a clone.
I might.
Yeah, something. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe. I'm going to look up how to put you under hypnosis, and we're going to put you under hypnosis.
Look, now I'm sitting here like, did I get abducted? I don't think
so. You just never know. You just never wait. This is unrelated to abduction, but like talking about stuff that happened and like, did it happen? It was this one time. We might have been high. Let me not lie. I know for sure Troy was high. My brother, we were on the way. We were going back to East Texas because this is when we lived in East Texas. And like, I think it was nighttime and you know, it's dark. It's like driving here and it's dark in the woods and stuff. And I was like, Troy, I was like, what if we actually had a car accident, but we did not know? Like the episode of Twilight Zone, The Hitchhiker, I said, and we're still driving and we have to spend eternity. Like we never realized why we don't get to our destination. And he was like, shut up.
I think I remember you telling me that.
I was like, yeah, it could happen. I was like, what if we are dead and don't even know it? We just riding down the road.
What is that?
I don't know. Is that the weather? Is that the sky? Is it supposed to rain? It looks kind of cloudy outside. I just looked outside.
Let me see. It is. It's thunder.
Okay.
Lord, let me say a prayer real quick because I don't want no ball lightning to come through the
window.
I'm
not trying to get abducted by aliens.
That's crazy how I'm sitting here talking about getting struck by lightning and now it just starts storming. Am I a witch?
Am I the god? I was about to say the god of thunder. A goddess of thunder. Oh,
I was going to say storm. But anyway.
You should be Storm for Halloween. I'll be what's her name, bro? What's the one you can't touch? She can't touch. Rogue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or what's the other one? Why can't I never think of her name?
Jubilee.
The clairvoyant one. Ain't she
That's
clairvoyant?
The one that don't nobody know.
Because I showed them.
Is it Jean?
Jean. Because I showed would have had a thing with Wolverine. So I can go with Jean as Jean. We'll talk about it. We'll discuss.
How did we get here?
I don't know, child. Let's circle.
Lord. Okay.
Circle back.
Do a wrap around. Are we done with the ball lightning?
Yes. You might be a clone, but we are done.
Oh. When we finish, I'm going to think about this because I'm trying to think of what happened because I know I was outside. It was like 5:00 in the morning. I might have.
You gonna have a weird dream tonight.
I am.
She knows the truth.
Okay. Another theory mentions the involvement of the KGB, but the theory that doesn't make. Okay. Because it says, but can't or won't elaborate. So the theory doesn't go into detail.
Oh, of why they believe it's the KGB?
Yeah.
Whoever they are, whoever these people and their theories.
Yeah. The KGB served as the main security agency for the Soviet Union from 1954 until its collapse in 1991. Known for their covert missions and spies, the KGB was one of the most highly secretive and secluded security agencies. They were allegedly behind the deaths of several people who have done something considered detrimental to the USSR, eliminating traitors or enemies of the state. Are you following?
I'm
this little history lesson.
The listeners or me?
Yes, and you.
Yes, I'm talking following to everybody.
Okay. Even though this is a popular theory, there is no evidence to support that Zygmunt had done anything to receive negative attention from Russia.
That's what I was going to ask. How? Why? Who is he? Who is Zygmunt? He had on a suit at the grocery store, so maybe he's important.
There is another case. It's kind of similar to this, but it was a woman. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, I don't think it was around the same time, though. But they were trying to figure out, like, what happened to her. And it wasn't the KGB, but she was supposed to have been a spy. Theory was that she was a spy. So what if he was a spy? Maybe that's why he was wearing suits.
Maybe. He was a man in black.
Yeah.
I don't know, but you would think... Oh, well, no, you probably can't. Maybe his family didn't know. I don't know. I would just think that would come up.
Not necessarily.
That's why I said I don't know. I don't know. Okay.
Because a lot of the times, their family doesn't know anything about what they're doing, so...
What was his profession?
I don't know.
It didn't come up. I can believe that it didn't come up.
Yeah. He was probably, let me not, because I don't know. I don't know what he did.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's a theory. It is a theory. How would they have gotten him up there, though?
Which is, I don't think aliens?
No,
KGB.
Mm-hmm. Not the aliens. We don't know. I mean, like, we don't know what aliens are capable of. But
I was going to say they just sat him up there. Because, like, I don't think, like, there was any, like, disturbance either, like, the dust.
Yeah, that's...
Like, so no, like, footprints or anything like that.
No, because even a helicopter would blow the coal. Yeah. Because it's
But not a sold. Spaceship, so... You're not sold on what?
Oh, on the KGB thing.
Oh.
Not yeah. Unless they use the... What you call that thing? That, like a crane and just, like, placed him on top. That's a lot of work, though.
Yeah.
In 2005, decades after he passed, UFO investigators interviewed Zygmunt's family. They found out Zygmunt and his wife, Lottie, were in the middle of a family feud at the time. A female family member had gotten a restraining order against her husband, and Zygmunt and Lottie let her stay with them. His family thinks the man with the restraining order had taken him, holding him captive. The stress of the incident could have led to his heart failure. Okay. Still does not answer the question of the jail, the burns, him being on top of the coal, his suit fitting.
I feel like the only thing that couldn't be explained was how did he get on top of that? Because if they kidnapped him, they could have tortured him. That could explain the burns and the messed up clothes.
The family member?
Yeah. Because they said, held him captive. They think he held him captive, so he could have tortured him. That could explain the burns. Mm-hmm. And that can explain the messed up clothes.
If you're torturing somebody, what are you putting gel on them for?
I don't know.
They should have tested it.
They should have.
Tested the gel.
Yeah. But yeah, that wouldn't explain how he got up there, though, to me. I think that's the only thing about that theory to me that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It's how did he get on top of the coal?
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
There still isn't any explanation for the burn marks and the mysterious gel. Mm-hmm. James Turnbull, the coroner who dealt with Zygmunt's death, told the BBC.
I clapped because of the way that you said coroner. Good job, girl.
Oh.
Because you said it right, girl.
Lord. We both have accents, so. told the BBC in 2003 that this was the biggest mystery of his career, but he wasn't convinced by any of the theories relating to paranormal activity. Turnbull said the question of where he was before he died and what led to his death just could not be answered. So,
I mean, if that's the case, if you're saying that, then why can't you believe that it's something paranormal? Like, if you're looking at all the possibilities and you're like, none of this does not make sense. If you cannot explain this, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because that's your job. You're supposed to figure all this out and you can't. So what happened? How did he get 10 feet off the ground?
How did he get... 10 feet off the ground. Did they take pictures of? No, like the site?
I feel like I saw. Hold on. That's not the real picture, though, is it? Because I've seen the picture of the body, but I don't know if that's. I never knew if that was actually the picture. Because I see it here, but I don't know. Because see, I see another body, but it looks a little bit different.
Yeah, and then the internet nowadays just be running wild.
Yep.
Making stuff.
What the heck is that? I don't know.
I wonder if you saw the same thing. Is the one with his mouth open the thing with his mouth open? Or...
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell. That's why I said the internet just be doing the most.
What? Yeah. I can't unsee that.
Oh, see, look, even the drawing that Alan Godfrey did is like the traditional UFO. He just probably was saying, yeah, like I a diamond shape. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because, yeah, if I could see it, then in my expertise.
Like the body?
Well, I wanted to see the body on top of the pile of coal.
That's what I'm looking at.
Oh, what? Cause,
but it's like,
I don't think these are
that's
real.
Why I was saying, I don't know if it's real because it looked like he got on a leather jacket.
Yeah, and they don't look high enough. Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell if this is real. This looks the most on like unexplained events. Yeah, but it doesn't look like a 10-foot high. Not unless this person is standing on something, because there's somebody standing next to it.
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't, let me get off the site. It's making me uncomfortable. I don't like the energy that I'm getting from it. Oh, come on. What, Godfrey? He's kind of cute. He look, he got a little crazy eyes, but he's kind of cute.
You are stupid.
He is kind of cute. You see what I'm talking about? Where he drawing on the board?
I see it.
His eyes look a little. Maybe I am. Okay. I don't know. I'm like, oh, anything else for your theories or final thoughts?
My theory is aliens.
Aliens.
That's the only explanation.
Aliens and Jesus, or aliens. Or aliens, oh, aliens or Jesus.
Both aliens and Jesus.
Aliens and Jesus.
Because some people do think Jesus is an alien, so.
Ah, conspiracy theories. So. Which I mean, and this is not to offend any, you know, religious person, but it's a theory. Because if we go back to like what we were talking about in our last episode, if we're talking about like spirituality and like how the universe could very well be like the heavens, but it's just like.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, like spirits live on earth with us. It's just a matter that we can't see them with our own eyes because we don't have the understanding. So, he could technically be an alien. Like, you know.
Yeah. If that picture is real. And then the way he was laying, because didn't he have like his leg up or something? Hold on.
Because
the way he, no, it wasn't. The body. Yeah, his leg was up.
Up? And which one? Which photo are you looking at?
There's one, it's a Pinterest, so they have a picture of Zygmunt, then Godfrey, and then on the side of it is a picture of his body.
Oh, it's like propped up a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the real photo, though. That's the only thing.
Yeah, that's why I was saying I don't know if that's real.
I think the leg.
Because this looks like this could be from Unsolved Mysteries, like from Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah.
What do you think it was?
I usually want it to be something paranormal myself. I don't know. It's paranormal. I can't explain it. It's paranormal. But I don't know. There are a lot of inconsistencies. what I was thinking earlier was that this reminded me of Twilight Zone. It reminded me of that Twilight Zone episode. I don't know. I think now that I think about it, it was just him being in a suit, because I'm still staying behind the fact that that's random. If you were going to grocery, put on your comfortable grocery clothes. I'm not going to go grocery shopping in a suit. That's just me. It's just me.
Or he could have said he was going grocery shopping and was doing some other stuff.
He's just going on a date.
Yeah.
Meeting his sneaky link.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it made me think of the Twilight Zone episode when the man and the woman wake up in that house. And, I can't think of the name of the episode, but then the kid alien and they're her dolls, essentially.
Yeah.
Oh, side note, I had also put Twilight Zone Marathon. I was like, we should have a live and just binge different Twilight Zone episodes and do like commentary, I guess, to keep it interesting, because I know they can be kind of slow for this generation of people, but I think that would be fun. Like, do like some streamers do like 24-hour Twitches.
Yeah.
Maybe not like a 24-hour, but maybe like a good 8-hour, like a work shift.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be fun.
We should. We should get on that.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm thinking that it has to be something paranormal because I can't. There are so many inconsistencies. Like,
yeah.
The biggest being him being on top of the coal.
Yeah. That's what I was just going to say. So I'm guessing it may have been in an open field, because I was like, did anybody see it? So it might have been like in the middle of. No, somebody found him. So it wasn't like in the middle of nowhere. I wonder if, were there any witnesses?
And I'm sorry, I said activated charcoal earlier. It's like the coal, the piece, like the round pieces, like hot stones, like coal of coal. I believe it was. So, but even still trying to climb that, I would think that they would start to fall. I don't know.
Yeah, because that doesn't seem stable. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if it's a pile of it, you could probably get up there. You'll be dirty.
Yes. And
And it would be disturbed.
That's what I'm thinking. So if someone placed the body there, you would have to carry a grown man, even if you are a grown man, up that pile of coal. And then think about it, if it was more than one person, I would feel like the weight of all those people. And then let's say he went up there by, let's say he was in some sort of an episode and climbed up there by himself and had a heart attack. It's still kind of like, I don't know how that would happen.
Because he would be dirty.
Yeah.
And the coal would be disturbed. Either way, if he walked up there, if he got up there himself, or if somebody put him up there, it would have been disturbed.
Yes.
But it wasn't. So how do you explain that?
I don't know. We solved it. It's aliens.
Yeah.
We solved it, and we've solved the mystery of Dee's doppelganger in one episode, guys.
Oh, so look at us. Look at us.
Back to hard cutting journalism.
That's crazy, because now I don't think I was abducted, though, because I feel like, not that I would remember it, but I would kind of like feel it. You know what I mean?
What if she's you from the future? Because we age well anyway. So there's a possibility that you could still look like this at like 40, 50.
That's funny.
So what if she just came back and was like, you know what? I'm not even going to go back. Who knows?
But they'll know, because why would I come back to this?
Who knows? Maybe you got married and your husband is trash and you were like, I'm coming. The only way to get away from him is, I don't know. Or maybe it's,
I made
maybe,
a time machine.
I don't know. Maybe. Or it's like an ancestor. What if it's my daughter? I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. What? Yeah, my daughter could look like you. Genetics happen. Genetics. I don't know, child. It's a mystery. I don't know.
So, yeah. It has to be aliens. I was going to say, what about, I was going to go back to the spa thing, but. No,
that one I'm not. So I mean, it could be, but that one, it still begs the question, how did they do it? How did they stage it is my question.
If it was the government, I feel like they could, because I feel like they have all kind of stuff we don't even know about.
That's true.
So they could have alien technology.
That's true.
But then it all goes back to aliens.
If they have it, it doesn't even have to be alien technology, though, because like I said, it could have been they could have kidnapped him. Like, oh, if it was the KGB, they could have kidnapped him, they could have tortured him, they could have put his suit back on, they could have killed him, they could have found a way to place him undisturbed, whether it's like a crane or something like that. And yeah, I don't know. Who knows? The world may never know.
Nope.
Well, we don't know. That is all, folks.
Please follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, Twitter at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and like the show, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra strange, please write a review. Please and thank you.
Yes, so we would love to hear from you. What did you think about this week's episode? How do you think it was aliens? Do you think it was the KGB? Do you think it was Jesus? What happened? What happened? She went off camera. What happened?
I left.
Think I should change the way that I talk just for this show's sake, just to maybe get a broader audience? What do you think? What are your theories? Also, if there's anything else in the world of strange or true crime cases that you would like us to cover, let us know. If you have any personal stories involving true crime or the supernatural, we would love to have you on the show and share them with our listeners. We are doing movie reviews of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre. So if you have any movies or documentaries and want to hear our uncensored, unsolicited opinions on them, you can email those submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com or DM us at any other social media platforms. D mentioned, even if you just want to say, hey there, we'll be here just waiting to hear from you, you know.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of
It's a Strange World After All. And thank you as always for keeping it strange with us. See you next time.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.